amplifiez votre passion pour la guitare pour quelques euros par mois. Rendez-vous sur lachaîneguitare.com. Amplify your passion for the guitar for a few dollars per month. Head over to theguitarchannel.biz. Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new guitar review. Today I am presenting you this gorgeous guitar which just arrived at the showroom from Spain, from a front fret guitar from my good friend Francisco Rodriguez from Galicia. And I just received that, I think, last year. And front fret is no unknown luthier on the Guitar Channel, because I had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times. So let's check this out. So if you go to the Guitar Channel, you can see that I did the very first interview I did with him was in 2015 at the Holy Grail Guitar Show, where he was selected to be one of Holy Grail guitar builder. And I met him after that a couple of times at the other Holy Grail Guitar Edition, as well as in 2019 in Spain, in Madrid, because Fran was one of the organizers of the great Luthier Guitar Show. So in fact, we did an interview with him during the show to talk about the organization of the show, as well as the gorgeous guitar he was presenting this day at the Guitar Show. We can take a look at the frontfret.net website. So here is where you can see the different guitars he's building. So there is some original models with some original shapes from Fran. So here is the Queen of Heart, the different Zeltia model. And so today I am presenting you one model which is coming from the Historic Renew. So obviously this one is like Mark Knopfler inspired. This one is more inspired by Eric Clapton. And the one I am holding in front of your eyes today is inspired by David Gilmour number one Strat. Something really important you need to remember about this guitar is that it's not your typical Strat, in that this is a mahogany body. Usually on the Strat it is either alder or ash, all right? Here it is a mahogany, and a very high quality mahogany, because it's not too heavy. I think the guitar is between 3.5 kilo, maybe a little bit more than that, but far less than 4 kilogram, that's for sure. The neck is American maple reinforced with carbon fiber, and it is loaded with three pickups that Fran is building himself. And the electronic is very standard, five position selector, volume, tone. The only thing a little bit special is that this tone is handling the bridge pickup, and this one is handling those two pickups. Okay? So to do that, I'm going to use the amp you are seeing at the moment on the screen, which is my Marshall 6101, reference, which is the old tube amp, three channel. So we are going to go through the clean, the crunch, and the lead channel, and the sound is going to be handled by the aux box you see on top of the amplifier. So let's look at what is the configuration for the aux box. So it is going to be some kind of 212 configuration. That's usually the one I use for my review. So there are two microphones on the cab, and a third one is there just to add a little bit of room, a little bit of hair around the sound of the guitar. All right, so without further ado, let's listen to some clean tone on this baby. We'll be right back. As you can hear, this guitar has a lot of sustain, so it rings like a bell, and it is a joy to play. So let's play some more clean tone with the fingers only this time. So here you go, I just put some flint tremolo at the end of this clean tone demo just to to showcase my inner John Mayer to you. Alright, let's switch now to the crunch tone on the amplifier. Again, some super nice crunch tone with that guitar, which is super responsive, either playing with the pick or with the finger. All right, let's go now to the lead tone on the Marshall. One thing which is very important I want to note on this guitar is that there is a hum cancelling configuration when you put the two pickups together. So here is the full volume with the full gain, which is a lot of gain on the amplifier, as you're going to hear in a second, on the neck pickup, and with the middle and bridge pickup. So this is the bridge pickup full on, and this is middle and neck and bridge, sorry. So almost no noise. Center pickup and neck and middle, no noise. All right. So it is a very useful functionality to have this kind of possibility on a modern Strat. Thank you. One thing I want to note also on this guitar is that I love the way the tone pot is working, because here I have the tone pot for the bridge pickup at 5, which helps fattens a little bit the sound and get the full strat tone if you turn it to 10. So this is especially useful when you use a lot of gain, as I am at the moment. So this is on 5. And this is on 10. And this is with the tone on 0, which is some kind of a fake, faux money for nothing kind of tone. So here you go, beautiful tones you can definitely get with this gorgeous guitar, which comes from Spain, so from front fret guitars. This one is slightly below the 3,000 euro mark, all tax included. So regarding the quality of the guitar, I would say that the ratio quality to price is pretty good. The finish is amazing. You can see there is no screw holes behind. Even the tremolo cavity, sorry, is nice, which is not usually the case when you look at the inside of a Strat. There is this slight contour here on the heel, which is nice. And well, what can I say? The guitar is a joy to play. So if you want to have more information, don't hesitate to contact Fran through his website at franfret.net. Alright, I hope you enjoyed this review. Back to you. Bye bye.
Pour le prix d'un magazine, abonnez-vous à la chaîne Guitare pour accéder aux vidéos intégrales. For the price of a magazine, subscribe to the Guitar Channel to access the full videos.